Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Heather Rowan Robbins welcoming you to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are happy to share with you our love of astrology and our fascination with how astrology represents itself in the world, in daily work, and on time. The number we'd like you to call in later on if you have a question for us is 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. Now, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota, and I believe I'm joined by Mark. Are you here?
Yes, Mark Waltz, speaking from New York. I had a little technical difficulty joining the call.
And Anne Ortley, which I don't believe is here at the moment. But we are, but she may be in and join us later. We look forward to having her on the call. But we astrologers tend to travel a bit, so sometimes we are here and sometimes we're not. Now, Mark, the three of us are going to be doing a talk in February. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the workshop that we're going to be doing in New York on interpreting the charts?
Yeah, it's what is that, the 6th, 7th, 8th of February,
mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday night we'll have a kind of an open topic, and then Saturday and Sunday will be a fairly intense workshop the whole day, and our goal for the weekend is to move all the participants toward reading charts. Some people
mm-hmm.
will have already been reading, and they will improve their skills and get more comfortable. And
mm-hmm.
some people have learned a whole lot of astrology and not quite put it together to where they can sit down and talk with someone about their chart. So they will, by the end of the weekend, be doing that, actually doing it during the workshop, and then ready to walk out the door and do it some more.
Isn't
it's
that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big step going from knowing a lot and understanding a lot and then being able to pull it together in a reading. And it's very exciting. So
it is.
We're looking forward to sharing that excitement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do love our work. You get most of us to, you know, we talk astrology. We live it. It's not something that's optional. So we're looking at this week's chart, and one of the most notable features in the last week that I saw was Pluto turning direct after being retrograde since April. And as Pluto, as any planet changes direction, whether it's going retrograde, when in case everything tends to slow down and gum up for a bit while we go back and review the process, but when it turns retrograde or when it appears stationary in the sky, because, of course, the planets don't turn backwards. They only appear to back up against the zodiac from our position because of the difference between our orbit and the other planet's orbit. But when Pluto turned direct after many months retrograde, we saw the Navy Yard killing, the Kenyan killing, and I've seen a lot of people that have been dealing with depression having the kind of the depths of their psyche stirred up. Now, I think we can begin to move forward on work that we had to put on hold last spring and that or take our own evolution farther from here, take our soul work, it's more than our life's work, but our soul work forward from this point. But when Pluto turns direction, we often see kind of power, strange power plays. I see the filibuster in the Senate this week is another part of the Pluto station. And it just, you know, I think once the dust settles, Pluto is in a very nice sextile with Saturn, or moving into one. And we'll see this sort of stabilizing strength of that sextile and allowing us to get some purchase, to get some, you know, traction in that soul work. But this last week and next has this psychic turbulence of Pluto stationing and turning direct after many months retrograde. Sometimes we see, you know, plots come out, as we saw in Kenya, and I think that where people have been brooding on something for a while, and then as Pluto turns direct, it moves forward, and you see what they've been brooding on. And it could be a terrorist plot, or it could just be a misunderstanding that comes out, or some resentment that comes through, or some worry that comes through. So we see what they've been stuck with. What have you noticed this week, Mark?
Well, the other thing about the Pluto is that it's in mutual reception with Saturn. So there's
yes.
a sextile between them. And then each one is in the other one's sign. So
mm-hmm.
it gives them a real closeness and even an ability to change places. So they're getting along very, very well. And
mm-hmm.
that contact is quite positive. It's
mm-hmm.
an opportunity to really do a lot of very deep, you could say, reconstructive work. So anything in the foundations
mm-hmm.
you can dig into, and, you know, this is a chance to actually replace some pieces of foundation. That's
mm-hmm.
that's very hard to do. We usually don't
mm-hmm.
get a chance. You keep fixing things from above, you know, but
mm-hmm.
to be able to go into the foundation is you know, that's the root canals of life. And we can do that.
We've been doing that literally, fixing the foundation underneath our kitchen because of water damage. Which is
wow.
really funny.
Yeah,
yeah, but most of the time people do
up,
it more.
Right?
You can, it is funny when you see astrology manifest on a very literal level as well as a metaphysical and political level.
Yep.
I'm also seeing this week that the sun is at 3 degrees Libra. Over the week is moving into a T-square with Uranus and Pluto. The sun at 3 degrees Libra is moving into an opposition with Uranus at 10 and a square of Pluto at 8. So it'll be setting that off this weekend, just as Venus and Mars square off.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect to see much improvement in, you know, the political situation in the Senate where people are squaring off over the budget, at least not this week, possibly next week and the week after that,
mm-hmm.
As we move past these intense squares. But right now, and we might find this in relationships where we just feel at odds with one another, or if we press where we differ, it will feel really stuck. But if we
yeah.
appreciate our differences, if we go, oh, wow, that's really different from me. You know, I've been living with you for 20 years, but I didn't know you were like that. Tell me more. And appreciating the differences that we don't see in one another, appreciating the different perspectives, I think that we can work with this Uranus, the Uranus-Pluto-Sun T-square and with the Venus-Mars square in fixed signs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that, Mark?
Yeah, it's a lot of tension, but again, that tension can expose the something underlying that
mm-hmm.
can be addressed now, and
mm-hmm.
Not by way of blame. I mean, that is one
mm-hmm.
route to go. You know, oh, it's now I see what a rotten person you are. But rather than that, it's more an understanding of a deeper motivation for why somebody is so rotten.
Yes.
They're only rotten, you know, because we want to define it that way. They're really acting on something that's important to them. And that's what can be revealed if we mm-hmm. look for it and don't just sort of take offense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your initial reaction might be to take offense. But then remember, this is someone I'm close with. Why do I have
right.
to take offense? They probably don't mean
right.
to offend me. Let me look
right.
a little closer because they're showing me something. And
Mars in Leo can do that melodrama.
Yeah.
I recently visited with my grandchildren. My granddaughter had just had a birthday sleepover of young 9-year-old girls. And apparently they're at a tough phase, these 9-year-old girls. And three of them spent the entire night going, "How dare you!" to each other. And that just felt like that Mars and Leo kind of pompous response to cover tender feelings. You know,
yeah.
If I'm scared, I'm going to get on my high horse rather than stay with my real feeling. So I have a feeling they were just a little nervous, and they came out in that 9-year-old girl melodrama. But you may notice that some of the senators are speaking with 9-year-old melodrama as one read Green Eggs and Ham today in the Senate in the filibuster.
Yeah.
We have one caller on the line. Is there any other caller, any comments that you'd like to make before we take our caller?
No, I think we can go ahead.
Okay, and if anybody else wants to call in, we are the number is 347-215-8881. Hello, you're on the line. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, good evening, Heather. My birthday information is 1978, June 6.
Okay, June 6, 1978. Mm-hmm. And time?
14:15, quarter after. Oh, sorry, it's 1:45 p.m. And it
okay, 1:45 p.m. Okay.
Yeah. And it was in Hungary.
Okay. And what city in Hungary?
It's K E.
Okay.
K E M E T.
And what's your question tonight?
My question would be, I am in the midst of wanting to restart my financial and business and professional life, and I'd like to rebuild everything because it seems like nothing is working that I used to do. I don't have a clear direction yet. However, I feel a great passion and a call to merge.
Where are you living now, first of all?
I'm in the Toronto area, just above
New
York.
Okay, Toronto. Okay, go ahead.
For some reason, I feel like this place where I'm living is not supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you could offer any kind of direction, or even in terms of, I feel a very, very entrepreneurial call, but I really have absolutely nothing specific or concrete in front of me. So I'm stressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also excited, so I'm wondering if you could help me, with something here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, if you could look at the transits, I'll look at the astrocartography chart. What I'm seeing, when we look at astrocartography charts, we look at where the planets were the day you were born and where the lines lie all around the globe. If you're interested in staying in North America, Toronto doesn't have many lines running through it for you. Montreal has a moon line. When we look at your chart, we see that the strongest planets, the moon is one of your weaker planets. It's in a sign it's not that fond of. Your sun, Mercury is very strong. Venus, Mars are also strong. Jupiter's strong. And your moon and Saturn are the least well-aspected planets. So we look at your astrocartography chart and see where are the well-aspected planets in your chart. And let me see if I can start. Okay. And when I see that Toronto just doesn't have that much going for it for you. You have a Jupiter line that runs, if you were to draw a line from New Orleans to Edmonton, and all the places in between, that's pretty strong. And but in general, there's not that many strong lines, and there's a Venus line that runs from Winnipeg through Minneapolis through Indiana, both at an angle. And those are, if you're staying in North America, those are within 200 miles of those lines would probably be the best place for you. It looks to me like you've got some unsettled business for a while, and that you're still working on. The other place that I would put you is in the Vancouver area on the West Coast. There's some very nice lines for you out along the West Coast of Canada.
Okay.
That, in a ways, I don't see in Toronto.
Okay.
Now, And if I look at you through Europe, I'm not that thrilled with how Europe has to say. So I would put you, if I was going to keep you in Europe, I would go Prague, Vienna, down to Naples, a line, if you drew a line from, like, near, just west of Stockholm and through Prague and Vienna, all the way down would be, within 200 miles of that, would be a good place for you,
mm-hmm.
astrologically. Mark, what do you see as far as, the question was it what kind of work, or was it, what was your specific question around work?
You know what, it was basically an open, I'm just, I'm in front of everything undefined, and I just wanted to see if there is a direction or anything that you see that could be an offer in the direction.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you. I would say overall, be alert as you come into the next year. You'll see a lot of things open up.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of things coming in through Uranus for you.
Mm-hmm.
It connects up with
right,
a lot of things
Uranus
in your chart.
Starts to sextile your sun. New possibilities.
Yep.
Yeah, the clutch is really in. You're changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it'll oppose Pluto and be at
mm-hmm.
the south node. And
mm-hmm.
that really presses you toward making your own choices. And
mm-hmm.
you may, it kind of pushes us toward radical change. So you're going to feel
mm-hmm.
like you really want radical change and you can handle it. And in fact, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to try to temper it a little bit. But go ahead and look for something really, really quite different. That's a real stretch for you, and where you kind of surprise yourself. Oh, I didn't know that I'd be interested in that, and
mm-hmm.
take something on. So, you know, think outside the box.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would add to that. I think that's great information because it is such an experimental time with that Uranus. With your progressed moon has just entered Libra about a week ago after 2.5 years in Virgo. And it's in Libra in your first house, which is moving into a much more comfortable place for you because it then forms a trine to your natal Mercury, Sun, and Moon in Gemini. Now, with that lineup in Gemini, it's natural for you to not be sure of what you're doing because you're so versatile. There's a lot that you can do. Neptune has opposed your sun natally, so you're never going to be really sure who you are. It's like asking a chameleon what color it is. You can adapt to so many different things. Who are you? I think you find that out over a lifetime lived fully rather than making a decision. But it also says that with that many planets in Gemini, don't worry about deciding one thing. You may have two or three jobs. You may have two or three identities. You know, I'm doing this while I'm learning that, and I also do this. You know, let those build up. It also suggests that your ability to translate, to help people understand each other, whether it's translating language, whether it's translating personality types, where it's just helping people understand each other that don't in some other simple way, whether it's helping, you know, visitors understand the local area, your ability to translate and help people understand each other is one of your gifts that you're so good at you don't even notice that you're good at it.
Yeah,
so,
there's a lot of
mm-hmm.
versatility, and
mm-hmm.
and it really. You know, you'll be able to do a lot of different things. And so let yourself be juggling. You know, don't try to lock into one thing. And you'll see that you can play with a lot of stuff at once. And that includes, you know, a variety of income streams. And
mm-hmm.
that in this next year particularly, you know, pick things up as they come along.
Okay.
No, we're about to go. Is there any one last question that you have?
Do you see anything in terms of personal relationships picking up, especially romantic, at all?
Well, with your progressed moon in just entering Libra, I think you may want that very much, and I would keep your eyes open for new people coming into your life in the next couple of months.
Okay,
but it may take a while. It feels like your work, finding yourself in your work, is an important step to trusting yourself in relationship. Okay? Now we're gonna break here, and this next week, you know, Mark, think about what advice you'd like to give people to help them handle this next week with grace.
Yeah, basically, count to 10.
Yeah.
Count to 10 on a lot of things when
mm-hmm.
you feel an upset coming in, or you see someone else in front of you getting all upset and bent out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't even ask them to count to 10 if they don't
mm-hmm.
want to listen. But for yourself, because you don't have to answer even if it's about their problem. You can give yourself the kind of 10 to even
right.
answer. So, you know, do that. It'll help
That's
to
beautiful.
Have a little perspective.
Okay, this is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Minnesota, and you feel free to contact either one of us for a personal reading, and this is Mark?
Mark Wolves in New York City.
And Access Astrology, you can see them on Tuesdays down at, where is it, at the Open Center.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you can see me on the first Tuesdays of every month at Eye of Horus. Here in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. Hope you're well.
Great.
Have a wonderful week.
Goodbye. Okay. Bye now.